In our next episode of Q's Parting Shots, we feature the wonderful 37-year career of Cabrillo Credit Union's President and CEO, Robin Lentz.
Hey, we are here at the Cabrillo Credit Union headquarters in San Diego, California, with Robin Lentz. How are you, Robin?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, Q's is doing this series called Parting Shots for retiring CEO, president CEOs of credit unions nationwide. And since we're in San Diego, both of us, why don't we come down here and do it in person? So pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Hey, you're retiring like the end of this week pretty much. How does it feel to just like exhale kind of?
It's going to be very, very different. One of my board members asked me what I was going to, first thing I was going to do, and I said, I'm going to decompress. I think that always having that responsibility on your shoulders, mm-hmm. it's just going to feel very different to not have that. So it seems a little surreal mm-hmm. right now.
A little bit, yeah. Because you're still in the mix of it all right now. So one of the questions I always like to ask in folks who have been in the industry for a while and who are leaders of the industry. And so what's the difference between you when you first started and the difference between you now? Is what has transpired over the years?
Well, a world of difference. I was really such a kid when I started in this business. And, you know, I've just grown up and matured and learned so much. And I'm a totally different person than I was when I started. Much more secure about my job and what I do and how I do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what does your leadership position mean to you? And then kind of the second part of that, what does it mean to women in the credit union industry? Because there's more and more leadership positions opening up, and that means more opportunity, not just for the next line of folks coming, but women as well. What does this mean to you?
Well, I'm fortunate that when I got into this business, women ran a lot of credit unions. They were typically the small credit unions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm happy to say now that we have many women running multi-billion dollar credit unions. So it's been a wonderful path for women, and it's such a great industry to be in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't have landed in a better industry than credit unions. It is something you can truly have a passion for.
Indeed. Oh, indeed, indeed. And is there like a moment or two throughout your career that kind of defined your career or kind of pushed you to be the success that you are today?
You know, it's hard to really pinpoint one particular thing, but I think I learned early on that I wanted to make sure that we made life easier for our members and not just easier for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we had a situation with some little policy we'd put in place, and it was really cumbersome for the member, but it protected us a mm-hmm. little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had an epiphany and said, you know what, let's take a little bit more of a risk and not make our members jump through right. hoops to do whatever this process was.
Right.
And so I think that was sort of a turning point for me. All of a sudden I looked at things very differently, and yes, we are here to serve the members, and they come first. And we're here to make their lives easier, not just make our lives mm-hmm. easier. And we still say those things in some of our staff meetings. So that hasn't changed.
Good, good. Because I mean, that kind of brings a question to my mind off the top of my head, because you are kind of a risk taker, especially in the technology department, because you're on a couple of core processors. You were like the first one to be on these two core processors. And they're, you know, I don't want to say they're unproven, but, you know, that's a little bit of a risk, because core processor is pretty much the backbone of most credit unions these days. So what propelled you to do those two moves in your career?
Well, I really believe this is a business of relationships. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you have relationships with people and you know them and you trust them and you believe in them and you know what they're capable of, it's not that difficult to make that leap of faith with them.
Yeah.
The first time we did that, we were very small. We didn't have a lot of products and services. The risk was very minor back
okay,
then.
Okay.
Today, it's a whole lot different because we're much more sophisticated and we have so many peripheral systems.
Mm-hmm.
But I never was concerned because, again, I knew the people we were dealing with mm-hmm. and I knew what they were capable of doing, and I've never regretted it for a minute. It's been a great decision for us and hopefully for them.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So what are you going to miss most about your position here?
Well, I'm going to miss the people. I'm going to miss the people that I work with. We have a wonderful staff. I have a wonderful board. I'm going to miss them. So yeah, that's the heart. And then all the other people that I know that are related to the industry.
Right.
That will be the difficult part, to walk away from that.
Yeah, it's a pretty close-knit industry. It's a community, basically, because when you go to various trade shows nationwide, I call the GAC the big family reunion, right, because everyone going, hey, you do exist, that type of thing. So that's what I mean, it always comes down to the people, especially in this industry.
Yes, most definitely the people.
So. Indeed. Hey, if you, another question off the top of my head here, if you were to put a help wanted sign in the window for the president and CEO position of this job, what attributes, what skills, what requirements would you say would be needed for it? I mean, this is kind of a message to the upcoming leaders of our industry.
Well, I think you have to have a passion for what you do. Mm-hmm. I think you need to love that. You need to really love the whole credit union model and understand what it's all about, and appreciate the position that you will be in to make a difference in people's lives. Yeah. Obviously, you have to know your way around a balance sheet. That's pretty important. You have to embrace technology and embrace change, because this world is changing very, very rapidly. Oh, yeah. And it's hard to keep up with it. So you have to take some risks, but you also have to be careful, because you're actually responsible for your members' money, and you don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize that.
Right.
So it's a fine line. It's a balance.
Yeah, no doubt. And I like the risk taking. I mean, the calculated risk taking, because you don't move forward unless you're like, maybe we should give that a shot. I think that's a good message to send to the leaders, that don't be so conservative.
Exactly. Don't, don't sit back and wait for everybody else to do things. You don't always have to be the first.
Right.
But act when you need to, and recognize that the members are looking for these kinds of things from you and expecting them from you.
Yeah, that's a cool message to send to your members too, when you're adopting kind of new technologies or new innovations. That sends them, hey, you know what? My credit union is really on the cutting edge here. They're moving and shaking things.
Yeah, I like to think that Cabrillo is really well positioned for the future now, that we have a lot of products and services in place that even some of the bigger credit unions don't have.
Yep.
So size should not impact you as much. I know technology is expensive, but there are ways to get it done.
Yep. Indeed. Let's talk mentors. I mean, I think this is a huge, huge thing for me. I mean, how have mentors played a role in your career, and then in turn, your success?
Well, obviously there are people in an industry that you look up to and that you want to emulate as best you can. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was in CUNA school way back in the 70s, and we had an instructor. His name was Colin Chilton. He's passed away a long time ago. But I remember I was just so impressed with him and everything that he said and his recommendations. And he was on a panel one time, and somebody said, what's the three things you have to really work on? And he stood up and said, planning, planning, planning. And that just kind of stuck with me too. You always have to be prepared, have a plan, be ready to modify it when you need to, but definitely know where you're going.
Okay. Very cool. All right, Robin, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here. We talked about how the landscape in credit union land is changing quite rapidly these days. What advice do you have for credit union leaders coming into these positions today? I mean, what do they need to do? I mean, it's a moving target out there now.
It is. It's it's a very exciting time, because things are moving so quickly. It's a very interesting time, because there's so many more competitors in the market now from other areas. Apple has 800 million users, I think, that use iTunes, and if they decide they want to get the financial service business, that's a huge number. So you just have to stay on top of what's going on. You have to understand the market. You need to really understand how technology is changing, how that's going to benefit you, and how you're going to take advantage of it and get it to your members.
Kind of turn the tables on. Why can't credit unions be the disruptors instead of the disruptors disrupting us,
I know. That's a great question. I wish I had the answer for that.
Me too. My goodness. Well, that's up to the next leaders. All right. Yeah. So, Rob, I just wanted to say, closing, we've known each other for quite a while and stuff. So I just want to say thank you so much for what you've done for this industry and just what you've done for this credit union and this town. And it's just been a pleasure working with you over the years. And I thank you, and just have a blast in your retirement. And so why not,
I'm going to have a great time. So I'm looking forward to it. It was definitely time.
Yeah.
You kind of know when it's time, and I knew it was time. So
great message to end on. Thank you again for all you've done for this industry. And again, have fun, have fun, have fun.